Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me by phone today is Mark Phillips, Commissioner of the Iron Range Resource and Rehabilitation Board, IRRB, and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
What's new with the IRRB these days?
We're settling into a more stable economy up our way. The mining industry has been a little bit volatile over the past several years, and we're finally getting to where most of our plants are up and running at full production, and then we have more or less a full employment.
So that has to be good for that region of the state, and it helps support what the work that you do, right?
Correct. We get a small portion of taconite taxes that come to our agency to do economic development, to develop the remaining resources. So we do a lot with manufacturing and wood products and tourism and things like that.
Right. And so if you have those kinds of resources available to you, it gives you an opportunity to explore ways to enhance the economic vitality of that part of the state.
Yeah, that's great.
So give me some examples of some of the things that maybe you're excited about that you're looking at right now.
Well, we've been working for several years on a couple of different strategies. One is just a base strategy of increasing the quality of life in our region, and that drives the ability to attract entrepreneurs and young people and workforce and things like that. So we do a lot with our communities on that kind of thing. And then we also do some targeted business recruitment in certain areas where we think that we might have a competitive advantage. And we've been doing quite a bit of work in the biochemical area. And we have one company that we're getting closer to thinking that they would locate a facility up in our region. We're also back in the building materials arena with wood products. So we have an offer on the table for a company to build a building materials manufacturing facility. So, and then we're getting, you know, machining businesses and different small companies, that some of which feed off the mining and the paper industries that we have that are dominant up in our area.
Okay, so it sounds like when you have robust activity going on, that actually maybe creates opportunities for other businesses, sort of feeder businesses, if you will.
Sure. Well, and I've spoken before about for every mining job, there's a couple of 2 to 3 other people employed by vendors that service that industry. The same holds true with the big wood products and paper companies. They contract out a lot of their maintenance and repair and things like that. So there's a lot of, we call them the vendor community. It's pretty robust. And when our taconites were down here in 2015, the vendor community lays off people as well. So when the mining comes back, the vendor community, I would say, is getting more robust again like it was in the past. Again, and then that feeds the retail sectors and the things like that. So we're just starting to see the resurgence of the local retail, and tourism is always a part of our economy up there because we live in the Lakes region.
Well, it sounds good. Thanks for that update, Mark, and as always, best wishes to you.
Thank you very much, Jim.
This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.